Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. Recently proposed legislation by Senator Tom Coburn aims to curb federal spending by creating a comprehensive internet database to help citizens keep an eye on pork. In addition, several online databases already help track spending on federal subsidies and contracts. Director of Tax Policy Studies Chris Edwards discusses the tools available to citizens. How much does the federal government hand out in subsidies and contracts each year?
Well, every year out of the $2.7 trillion federal budget, there's about $500 billion of contracts that the federal government issues for defense equipment and all kinds of other goods and services. It also gives away about $500 billion every year to individuals and businesses and state and local governments in what are called grants and aid or payments for artists, for small businesses and other activities.
Who receives all these federal payments?
Well, it's state and local governments receive about $450 billion a year from the federal government. Businesses receive billions of dollars in grants and loans. And individuals, again, artists and other sorts of individuals receive millions of dollars of grants from the federal government each year.
Are there any resources available to citizens to track this federal spending?
Well, Senator Tom Coburn has an idea to create a big database that would track all the recipients of federal payments and subsidies and aid, but there's already some resources available to taxpayers if they want to look into who receives their federal taxpayer dollars. One really interesting one that taxpayers can go and look at is called FADS, or the Federal Assistance Award Data System. You can Google that Federal Assistance Award Data System, and you can find a very easy-to-use database based on zip code and recipient name that you can look up who receives federal taxpayer dollars.
Could you tell me a little bit more about what Senator Coburn is proposing?
Well, the problem with current databases is that there's different information is scattered in different places. If you want to look up how much money Boeing or Halliburton got in federal contracts, it's not particularly easy to do. If you want to find out how much different unions receive in federal money, the information is scattered in different databases. Senator Coburn wants to bring all that data together in one easy place. So you can say type in the Teamsters and you would get data over 10 years of how much money the Teamsters received.
Is citizen oversight actually going to make a difference?
I think it could, because politicians often talk in abstract. They often say things like, oh, we need to help the hard-pressed small farmers with federal aid. But if you actually look and see who actually receives, say, federal farm subsidies, it's often not small, hard-pressed farmers at all. It's often some very big landowners like Ted Turner and some other famous people who receive federal subsidies. So I think if people are given the information about who actually gets the money from their wallet, they will be outraged and it will create change in Washington.
What are the next steps for Coburn's bill and for spending restraint in general?
Well, Senator Coburn is having a hearing today, actually, on his bill, which would create this big database on who receives federal money. The House has passed a similar bill, and I think taxpayers should start looking into some of these databases that are currently available and contacting their member of Congress and their senator if they see spending in their district, in their state, that they think is outrageous. They should start complaining right away.
This pork barrel spending just seems like a drop in the bucket. Why should we waste time worrying about things like this when we've got much bigger fish to fry, like the huge federal entitlement programs?
Actually, this spending is not a drop in the bucket. Sometimes people hear about wasteful spending, let's say for an Elvis Museum or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, wasteful federal subsidies. But we're talking about big money here. All federal contracts are about $500 billion every year. All the money that's spent for contracts for defense weapon systems and all kinds of other stuff that goes to Boeing and Lockheed Martin, taxpayers have a right to track exactly where that money goes and what taxpayers are getting for their dollars. So we're talking about big money here.
A recent New York Times story on Coburn's proposals said that while advocating for openness, Mr. Coburn is also placing a philosophical bet that the more the public learns about federal spending, the less it will want. What do you think about that?
I think that's right. Interestingly enough, Coburn's proposal to create this big database to show who gets federal money has some support from liberal groups interested in open and transparent government. But ultimately, I think that the more people find out about federal spending and how wasteful it is, the less federal spending they will want. And that's a good thing.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.